Extremely local news time. Let's check in with Seamus Toomey from Black Club Chicago. Morning, Seamus. Let's talk first about what's happening on Howard Street. Big project, right?
Big project. We're at that season of the year. Good morning, Bob. Howard Street, the border between Evanston and Rogers Park is going to be torn up for a big chunk of the year starting this month. It's a two-part project. Anyone that lives in that area recalls that it was a mess last year when they dug up the street, put in water mains for a long stretch, almost from the lake all the way to into Skokie. I live nearby, and I was quite amazed when the thing wrapped up. Like, the streets were still a wreck. They hadn't really, they never resurfaced them or anything like that. But I'm figuring out now why our Rogers Park reporter reports they're starting this week. They're actually going to resurface the streets, but they're going to put in bike lanes. They're going to put in streetscapes. They're going to put in new traffic lights at a bunch of the intersections. They're really going to make this, a much better looking street, but much better functioning street. But it's going to take about until October as they work in sections. Big chunks of it are going to be just one lane for part of the summer. But I don't know. Anyone that uses that Target on Howard Street will appreciate this work when it's done, because there's some tricky spots to navigate there, and it doesn't help when it's all potholes and a mess. So by the end of the year, it should be better for at least that section of the world.
Yeah, it'll look nicer, and it's a pretty big stretch of Howard that they're working on, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely, and they're going to be doing those. You see these all over town. These bump outs where they actually move a chunk of the sidewalk into the street. It gives pedestrians a little, shorter area to run across to save their lives. So they're all over on Western Avenue, especially. They put those in a couple years ago, and you get, as a driver, you get used to them, and as a pedestrian, I think you love them, because it shrinks your danger zone to about 20 feet instead of about 40 feet.
Yeah, and good news for bicyclists on Howard Street, too. Now on to the Chicago Waste Management Program, the recycling program. What's happening with this?
This is a really interesting one, and it was really spurred by our friends at the Better Government Association, who've been investigating this. People would probably know that around town, it's not the city entirely that picks up your blue cart recycling. The city outsourced it to a couple different companies, including Waste Management. But Waste Management has basically they can open up the bin and say, hey, there's too much junk in there. There's too much non-recyclables in there. There's apple cores. There's pizza boxes that are stained. There's plastic bags. And they can just put a tag on it and not pick it up. Well, the problem is they have the worst rate of any of the waste recyclers in doing that, about 20 times more often than the other city collection crews. So a lot of times, you think you're separating your trash, your recyclables well, and you're being diligent, you're putting it in the bin, and it's going to a landfill anyway because Waste Management rejected it. Waste Management also owns some of those landfills, so they're really billing the city twice for these rejects. This week, they lost their contract. It was this $80 million contract with the city. So they are no longer in the recycling business in Chicago beginning soon. So their contract had been a year-by-year basis after the BGA sort of exposed that this was their dismal rates. And the city as a whole has a really horrible rate of recycling. So they're hoping by bringing in this new firm that that will get a little bit more of the recyclables into the recycling center and less going into the landfill. So we'll see. It's a fascinating thing. I always think, everything that I throw to the blue bin is going to actually be recycled, but you got to be careful what you put in there, or the whole bin could be viewed as contaminated
Yeah.
in the landfill.
I always wonder about that. And finally, we have some changes planned for Montrose Beach. What are they going to be doing?
Montrose Beach, the home to the Great Lakes piping plovers, who have gotten a lot of clout in the last couple of years. These endangered birds showed up there in 2019, hadn't been there in decades, extremely endangered. And so they've been protected there for a while. The volunteers have been keeping an eye on them when they come back in the spring and nest. So this year, it was taking it a step further. They're They're marking 3 acres of Montrose Beach as part of the Montrose Dune Natural Area. Those two areas are right next to each other. The natural area now, the protected area, is gobbling up a little bit more of the recreational part of the beach on the easternmost edge. And it's all, you know, it's all in a, an effort to not just save the piping plovers from the volleyball players, but, you know, to, just to give the people that enjoy that area and the natural dunes a little bit more space to breathe. And the piping plovers had the place to themselves last year when no one could go to the beach, and they expanded a little bit. So this is sort of acknowledging that they need a little bit more room. So it's you love them or hate them. A lot of people are just sort of amazed at the turnout of volunteers to protect them. And it's I personally think it's pretty cool that, you know, all of a sudden after all these decades, these endangered birds showed up, and then they keep coming back. They're due back in May.
Yeah, I like them. They eat the bugs, and I just filled up my bird feeder over the weekend. Now I got to figure out a way to keep the squirrels out of there. More at blockclubchicago.org. Thanks, Seamus. Talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, Bob. Thank you.